So I made a new book, and it's out today. It's called You're Going to Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What. I wrote that line a few years back thinking this is... I wrote it to myself thinking this is stupid. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to post it. And weirdly, it took off. And I was like, I don't know what works or goes viral on social media. You just got to write the thing that means the most to you at the time and plonk it up and see what happens. But yeah, this might be my favourite book I've ever done, and I hate to say, like, to start talking about favourite books. Makes me feel, I can't regret books that I've made, because I love all my other books, but this one, they're tiny little thoughts. It's all handwritten on my typewriter, hand-typed, I don't know. Does that sound fancier, putting hand in front of anything? You can put job after everything else, and it always sounds weird as well. But yeah, I hand-typed it on my typewriter, and then I plonked them all into, like, my favourite little quotes, my favourite little stanzas that I'd stolen from my own poetry. It's like I cannibalized all my poems and found the marrow, the absolute guts of a poem. And I ripped it off and put it into a separate document, and I started typing them all. And these little hand-typed things, I started doing them, quite a lot of them, on social media maybe a year ago. I started going, fuck it. I like the feel of bashing away at a typewriter and then plonking them up. And I like how they all come out a bit wonky and a bit fucked up. Yeah, I always hated typewriter fonts. You just do it or use a typewriter or don't. But I remember working in copywriting and advertising a long time ago, and I had a knack for writing what my boss called at the time zingers. I remember also a professor of English said that I write world-class aphorisms, which that was good for my head for a few weeks. And I thought, fuck it, I am actually good at it. I can write real, like, condensed, explosive, combustible little lines that pack more, that they say more than they actually probably should. Shit, I can't even talk. I write these things, yet I can't even talk properly. So I thought, fuck it, I'm gonna make a book of my little zingers, my little combustible, explosive sentences, put them one after the other and see what happens. And I've always loved, like, when I read poetry, I've always loved when a poet, doesn't matter, or just a writer or anyone, or it doesn't even have to be poetry, if I hear one true thing said after the other, the cumulative effect of one true thing said after the other frees me. It makes me go, oh my God, I feel alive. I feel good. I feel like my brain's recorrected somehow. And so I wanted to make a book where there was just no fat in it at all. It was pure guts. It was straight to the point in everything. And it felt like it really suited my style to do that. I remember reading a bunch of classics years ago, maybe 15, 20 classics, so-called classics. And every time a sentence popped up that was exquisite, beautiful, magic, made my hair stand on end, I'd highlight it. And at the end of the book, I'd often find across these 20 books that I'd probably highlighted somewhere between 10 to 15 sentences of 300-page books. And I thought, I just want to write a book. I don't want to write a big, fat novel with heaps of padding. I just want to write those 10 sentences. That's all I want to do. And so this is that book. It's 136 little ideas, 136 little sentences, some of them a few sentences each, but it's 136 of them in a little book as opposed to a classic novel where you get maybe 12 of them. And I guess it's good for an ADHD generation. And I know, fuck, my brain's nuts when it comes to trying to concentrate. But it's hard to write little tiny ideas. I wasn't there, but Einstein said something like, sorry, I didn't have enough time to write you a shorter letter. I had to write this long one instead. Something like that. But the gist of it was he wrote this really long letter to his friend, and he said that he didn't have enough time to make it shorter because it's harder to write something short. It's hard to write essence the shit out of something until you just get the pure purity of something. And that's what I guess this book is. Like, it's all of them were really hard earned. None of them came to me easy. Maybe a couple of them did, but nearly all of them. It's like, Jesus, I just kept whacking away my brain over 10 years. So it's like a best of aphorism book that I've come up with over 10 years. And I had to do it. I'm so fucking happy. It's like a tiny book. It's postcard sized. It's almost like a Gideon's Bible, however you say that word. It's a tiny little thing I fucking love it. I thought I'd make it into a book when I started hand typing little handmade books and sewing them together, little limited edition versions of these things. And I couldn't believe how much they sold. It's like, oh shit, okay. Well, I guess at some point I'm going to make a little book of this that's a little bit less expensive than a handmade object. And just put them all my favorite pieces of my bits and pieces all into one. I'll read the intro I wrote to this book. I sat by the train tracks for 10 years at night, Ripponlea, Melbourne, Australia, after work, exhausted. It was a sacred space between home and job where I'd find a sense of timelessness, a crow's nest of the self, where I'd try to make sense of the world. I love watching trains light up this place, hordes of commuters flung past through this riverbed of steel like industrial fireworks. Here I collected these following little ideas, jigsaw pieces, to create my own picture of life, one that made sense to me. Up until then, all the pictures on all the jigsaw boxes that were presented to me for how life was supposed to be rarely, if ever, made sense. Some of the following fragments are part of my larger poems from across my books. They're all typed on my wonky old typewriter that's missing an apostrophe. I guess I should read some random poems from it. Well, here's one. Life isn't nailed together with numbers and facts. It's flimsily held together with birdsong, fading sunsets, and stray cats under parked cars. Well, here's another one. One day you'll meet yourself and it will come as a shock. A stranger who knows all your secrets. You are coming to save yourself. The longer you're awake, the more life insists on making complete sense. It's relentless. Thank God for dreams that come along and unravel all that forced coherence. This one. Stay in a job for only two pairs of worn-out shoes. Longer, and you're walking in circles. So, yeah, they're little bits and pieces, little fragments of life that sometimes made me laugh, sometimes didn't, but they all made sense to me. They all helped me sort of piece life back together from the one that was kind of endlessly forced on me and everyone else, I guess. But, yeah, if you're keen, it's on my website. At the moment, it's launched today, 15% off, and 15% off all my books and prints until Sunday. So, yeah, if you're one of the first people listening to this podcast, it's on for 3 days. If you're listening to it in a few weeks from now, 3 days has probably already passed. But yes, sadly or happily, it's probably my favourite thing I've ever made. If you'd like to leave a review for this podcast, I'd love it if you did. If you're listening to it on Spotify or Apple or wherever you Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to it. Ta-ra.